Okay, September 13, 1988.
Sorry. Can the Evergreen see this document I have in my hand?
Yes, we have this.
Now, this is the latest to come out of the, I guess, the conspiracy genre circle.
Yes.
This, the beginning says, on July 7th, 1986, an employee of the Boeing Aircraft Company purchased an IBM copier at a surplus sale. Inside were details of a, quote, science hatched in the embryonic days of the Cold War, which planned for control of the masses through the manipulation of industry, people's pastimes, education, and political leanings. It had already been in operation since 1954. The unknown author or authors showed how silent economic weapons would be used to subdue a nation to create a utopia for the elite while offering enslavement to the masses. Now, this is a document that's attracting attention because it has mathematics and looks quite sophisticated. Is this a copy of an original document? Is this a valid document?
Well, it is a copy of the original.
Was it meant to be found?
No, it was not meant to be found.
So this is something worth studying?
It would, for its curio aspect, but nothing more.
You mean it's not being used anymore?
Understand that one of the greater changes in the U.S. with the advent of computers was that many differing scenarios could be created. Many differing scenarios. And thousands of scenarios were created under the designation of what if. So that certain overlay plans could be created, how variances within models. The objective was to produce a complete political model. And that was one of the scenario plans. Interesting, but a curio. Most of these have been destroyed and pulped because truly they are not of interest.
There are new...
How much time do we have?
Approximately 3 minutes.
All right. Was it one author who did this, or a group of authors?
One author.
And I notice he quotes the famous Rothschild quote in here. And so it's like this person said, okay, I'll do some research in this area and put together my proposal, which is a scenario proposal, sort of.
Yes.
And so just one of many things done.
Many of them were done.
Was this done by employees of the NASA Security Agency, or... Where did they find people who do this?
Found all over. They searched fringe groups, even asked one section, had several people who were clinically paranoid, to give paranoid scenarios, schizoid. See, it did not matter where the information came from. As long as it could be fed into the computer system to find out, would it have any relevance to what was happening? And 99.9 of them had no relevance at all. It was a very expensive proposition.
It sounds to me like putting monkeys on typewriters to see if they can produce
something. Exactly. Possibly one monkey would look at it in a point of view that 999 other monkeys would not. So, but it is interesting because it may open up a new area of research that no one has thought of.
But this doesn't imply that this is happening or something else is happening.
Of course not.
Yeah, this wasn't done. This wasn't implemented.
Of course not.
So the people who organized this, we'll call it probing for pattern recognition to be used by the computer... Who organized these kind of things?
The major groups, there was certain funding from the CIA, but minimal. Some from the NSA, majority. Some from NASA, minority. some from the U.S. Army minority. These were basically the founding groups, but the major here was the National Security Agency itself.
In the 1950s?
In the 1950s, early 50s, 50 through, was called to a halt in 59, because after 9 years it was seen that, yes, it was an interesting proposition, produced a considerable amount of material that could be used for science fiction stories, but being applied to the actuality of the world, no. It was also, there were certain ties with testing with mescalines and LSD, but that project did not fully get from the ground. That also terminated.
The MKUltra one?
Yes.
It reminds me of Marshall said, Marshall Kuhn said, we don't live in a participatory democracy, we live in an anticipatory democracy. And a lot of the elites and intelligence agents were trying to figure out where society was going to go or what scenarios to deal with in the 50s.
Exactly.
And this is what was happening.
Yes.
A network project for computers.
Hmm. Yeah. But the point is that they were hoping that from this, they would be able to have a certain pattern recognition system by which it would be able to then make accurate prognosis. But they would have been better if they'd have studied weather cycles, which of course they did, and emotions, weather systems. And from this, some areas of research prove useful, that the conspiracy theories, they thrashed them and found that, yes, certain of these were applicable in the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries, but it began to fall down in the 18th and 19th and 20th. So therefore, if not conspiracy, it showed one point, that the conspiracy situation had a tendency to collapse of its own system.
So I wonder what they're using now. What patterns do the managers want now?
What they're doing now is basically pattern recognition. The newer project is on pattern recognition of psychology.
Mass psychology or individual?
Individual psychology. Realizing that mass psychology is what you want it to be. Individual psychology is not as easily accurately described. Sociological choice is the preferred term that is being used now.
They're developing scenarios of that?
Yes. And most within quote, understandable parameters, unquote. This example of an older system is far out of date and far, far from the truth. And this must end.
Okay, now, Aaron Greens, I'm going to run through some general historical questions.
Please.
Why was Pope John Paul II shot in May
13th, 1981? Because it was believed, would destabilize the Warsaw Pact countries by being Polish and affect the balances in Poland, instigated through the KGB at cognizance at the highest level. Important to know that this was violently opposed by Gorbachev. Violently opposed.
So that was pretty well what Dr. Beter said. He called that fact that wanted to do that the Bolsheviks,
yes,
opposed by the Christian groups around Gorbachev within Russia.
Yes, but Gorbachev himself, as in charge of the KGB, was violently opposed.
You mean Andropov? Gorbachev was head of the KGB?
At that point.
You mean Andropov later, or?
Andropov first.
I see.
Gorbachev.
All right.
The Brezhnev and those.
All right, so you mentioned earlier McLuhan was talking to Gorbachev. When did that happen?
Well, that is a mental construct. It is Michael's tuning in of Gorbachev's desire to find information.
Right, I was told through McLuhan's daughter, she heard that that Gorbachev was a McLuhanite.
Oh, yes.
He studied McLuhan.
But isn't he? Thoroughly. But to his office, not to his private office, would have several translations of all of McLuhan's books.
His private office does.
His private office does.
So he'll be interested in my writings when they come out.
Yes, very much so.
So am I.
Yeah, was in the Carlos Castaneda books, was Don Juan a real person that the author learned from?
You wish the truth?
Of course.
Yes, he is. But he is the combination of three people.
Uh-huh. This has not been talked about before? Does he refuse to give any of that information?
No.
All right. So that's just the beginning. We'll think about that. And next question. I once saw on a TV program that the old Greek temples around the Aegean Sea, I think there were eight of them, high up altitudes, you look, they formed a pattern of the Knights of Malta eight-pointed cross.
Yes.
Was that designed by extraterrestrial or some...
No, it was designed by a group that could be best described as a group that persevered through a number of years, and they were called the mathematicians. Every mathematician knew that everything had a loci, everything had a relationship. So therefore, mathematical formulae, positions, all of these were incorporated in buildings. The Parthenon was designed by a person who was also a mathematician. Now this is mathematician with a capital M.
Yeah, the great mathematician you did.
Great yes.
When did they live? What dating are you talking about?
475, as far as Greece is concerned, before the birth of the Nazarene, and before this, so very strong, were the mathematicians.
Did they plan that multi-cross, or is that?
They planned it. Of course they wanted that pattern. Yes.
Right, now, Ken, do you want to ask something?
Oh, yes.
Okay, one more question, okay? Why did, we're assuming Elvis Presley is dead. Is that an accurate assumption?
Statement that Elvis Presley is dead is accurate.
Who is organizing this controversy with the tape and that? Is this a big money-making scam, or what's the motive behind
it? Idle hands. That is all that it is. For some, it is wish fulfillment. But it is we assure you, it is made out of whole cloth.
Okay.
Elvis Presley is dead.
Thank you very much, Evergreens.
I have a few quick questions, Evergreens. Microwave ovens, the way they heat the food from the inside of a cell and blow apart the enzyme structure, I consider it damaging to foods and refuse to eat microwave foods. What is the truth?
Well, it depends upon the cellular structure. It depends upon the intensity. Well, the greater problem, however, is not with that, because essentially any heating will do this, whether it be from outside or inside. The cell structure is destroyed to make this then digestible. But But the greater problem with microwaves is that there is a certain fixation of the calcium. And you'll find that those who have predominantly microwaved food system, and at the same time low on dairy products, you'll find that those would have rapidly see that there is a loss of calcium, aching legs, blood coagulation, etc., etc., memory problems.
The calcium is destroyed in the food.
It is
made unavailable.
Yeah. Predominantly. Some exist, but very little.
Food irradiation as a means of preservation, I know, will help the third world, but again, it's destroying your food and making it unalive.
Basically, it slows the processes, and that you have certain problems here. But it also slows the defense of the food against certain microorganisms. What we see is that irradiated foods essentially not brown, but then using certain conventional packaging, it is the conventional packaging that is absolutely necessary. You see? So tinned foods, even, would be the advantage. The tin would last very much longer. But irradiated and then air-free is almost as bad as not irradiating at all.
So you're saying that is good or not good for people?
Well, as far as foods are concerned, radiated by itself, no other protection, would find that there is the creation of various disease organisms within the food itself. With irradiation plus vacuum packing, freeze drying, plus tinning. Yes, so much better.
Well, so why bother if you have to do two anyway?
Point is that the shelf life is then virtually to the shelf life of the container.
But what about... Yeah, I get that now.
Okay, I have that.
Oh, subliminal tapes. Is there any danger in people using subliminal tapes?
No. But the only danger is that the person... Because some people have not resolved the problem that the subliminal tape attempts to solve, that the person, when there is no effect, then the person becomes discouraged as to their ability. The point is that if worked with a competent individual, that would change the person's belief system, whether this is done through core belief engineering, NLP, or is done through hypnosis, or is done through whatever. If the subliminal is a supportive to the change and the new state, then the subliminal work.
Right. Recent Nature magazine headline article, June of 88, on dilution of antibodies in a homeopathic fashion has supposedly proven homeopathy. Can Evergreens comment whether or not people will accept now homeopathy, or will they be, you know, they're trying to decry this finding?
By Ben Veniste in France.
Yes. There will be those that will attack the article, and the author will say, prove it. And some will. And some of them will falsify their findings. And some of them will not. But the whole point is that homeopathy will be renamed, then called a different process, diffusion of tinctures and tincturization It will have a flood of new names to bury homeopathy. And then, once that is done, the conventional medical establishment will use this as a new theory as to the dispersal of various systemological drugs. Well, then it will be accepted. But you see, homeopathy, for too long it has been said, this does not work. For many to allow that it will work,